Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, and here with me today is my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang. 你今天还好吗?
我今天很好,欢迎大家来到我们的节目,希望大家能够订阅、评论和转发。如果你有什么问题,欢迎你发邮件给我们。All
right, great. So today we are going to be talking about a DIY kind of activity. And what is that?
我们要教大家怎么样自制奶茶。Okay.
So the first thing I want to ask, 自制, like, is that as commonly used as DIY in English?
自就是自己,制就是制作,自己制作,do it yourself.
Okay, nice. And can you give us another example using 自制? So today it's 自制奶茶, but what would be another common way to use 自制?
有很多东西可以自制吧。 比如说有些人喜欢自制蜡烛,自制肥皂, soap, right? Candle, right?
Okay.
So a lot of people,自制香水, perfume.
Ah, okay.
我觉得我的妈妈好像做过红酒,自制红酒.
Oh, 你的妈妈会做?
对,对,对。
有意思。
很好喝。
是吗?
咱们哪天到中国去看他，他可以教我们怎么做。好的，好的，没问题。对，他用一种特别的葡萄，然后做的那个红酒很好喝。他用一种特别的葡萄，然后做的红酒叫玫瑰香。就是这个葡萄有玫瑰的香味，特别好喝。Okay,
so玫瑰 is like a rose, right?
Uh-huh,对,对。
Interesting. So it's like flavors of rose or like hints of rose in the wine.
对，这是一种在中国的一个葡萄的品种，就叫玫瑰香。然后它的这个葡萄做出来的酒就非常好喝。Okay,
没听说过, but that sounds great. So I want to try it sometime. All right, well, 事不宜迟, 让我们来说一下今天的生词。好的,糖浆, simple syrup.
煮,
to boil.
木薯珍珠,
tapioca pearls.
包装,
package or packaging.
说明,
instructions.
浓度,
concentration, strength of coffee, tea, etc.
含有,
to contain.
顺便说一下,
by the way.
低脂牛奶,
low-fat milk.
好好享用吧.
Enjoy. Let's listen to today's dialogue.
你要是真的想要减肥的话，还是试试自己在家做珍珠奶茶吧。怎么做呀？ 简单，首先准备一些糖浆，或者你也可以自己做。接下来煮木薯珍珠。 包装上有说明，然后把红茶煮到适合的浓度，添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶，最后加入木薯珍珠，好好享用吧。卡路里比奶茶店那些少很多。嗯，听起来很简单嘛。顺便说一下，听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖，所以你也可以不加。
我建议你也可以少用点糖浆和使用低脂牛奶。其实木薯珍珠不含什么糖，但是少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶是个好主意。我们试试吧。过一会儿，怎么样？
还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
All right, we're back, and we've got the same two girls as last time, I'm assuming. But today they are making bubble tea. And before we get into the dialogue, one thing I kind of wanted to mention briefly is you can say 珍珠奶茶, which is pearl tea, right? Or you can say 奶茶 for short. It's the same thing. But I feel like when you say 奶茶, you're actually saying milk tea rather than bubble tea. And I mentioned that just because I remember when I lived in China, people didn't always say 珍珠奶茶. They would say 奶茶, and then they would translate that to milk tea in English.
对对，如果是只是奶茶的话，有的时候珍珠奶茶和奶茶对大家来说应该是一个意思，但是你点奶茶的时候，他会问你要不要加珍珠。 然后你说，可以加珍珠，或者不要加珍珠。
Okay, so do you want to add pearls, or do you want to add bubbles, or yes, you can, or no, I don't want them. That would be the difference.
对，就是我看有一些文章说小孩子不适合喝这种带珍珠的奶茶，因为会有被噎到的风险，就是 easy to get choked. 这是我看到的，所以说有的时候可能家长就不加珍珠吧。Okay,
interesting. So, 风险 I know is like a risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the possibility of something bad happening. What was the first part of that? You said 噎到了，就是
choke.
Oh, it's a choking hazard.
对.
Okay, can you say that one more time?
有被噎到的风险.
Okay.
如果它是一个很大的一个吸管，然后如果你把那个珍珠这样子不小心吸到了气管里，小孩子就会被噎到。Okay,
so it's a choking hazard because if you're drinking it through a straw and then one of those pearls kind of lodges itself in their windpipe, then that can be very dangerous.
对。
Okay, 很危险，很危险。对对对, I think so too. So, all right, well, the two girls in our dialogue, they don't have this to worry about, but they are worried about something else, or one of them is. She says, 我要减肥. And we talked about that briefly last time, just means I'm on a diet, basically, or I want to lose weight. I guess it's more like the latter. I want to lose weight.
对,减就是 reduce, 肥就是 fat, 或者是 weight.
Okay, 所以就是... I want to reduce my fat.
对.
Okay, what if you wanted to say I'm on a diet? Is there a specific way to say that?
你可以说我正在节食，节就是节约节省，食就是食物。Okay.
So the first girl is saying, I want to lose weight. And so her friend is suggesting to her, well, if you want to drink bubble tea and you want to lose weight, and actually those two things really don't go together. But anyway, they're trying to make it work. And she's like, you should try making it at home. That's probably better than going to 珍珠奶茶店去点一杯. Okay, so how does she say that?
你要是真的想要减肥的话，还是试试自己在家做珍珠奶茶吧.
Okay, so if you really want to lose weight, then you should just try making bubble tea at home. So her friend says, all right, how do you do it? 怎么做? Mm-hmm. Or she says, 怎么做啊? She adds a little ah at the end. And then?
第二个女孩觉得很简单，首先准备一些糖浆，或者你也可以自己做。Okay,
so first of all, easy, 简单. And then first, you prepare some simple syrup. Or she says, 准备一些糖浆. So I just wanted to ask you, if she says 准备一些糖浆, is she saying you should buy it? Or, because the second half of that is, or you can make it yourself. So it sounds like when you say you can prepare some simple syrup, you're meaning you can go buy some.
对，在这儿应该是这个意思。Okay.
Yeah, I'm wondering because I think if we said prepare some simple syrup, we would mean you should make it yourself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we would say. But then the second part of that sentence is 或者你可以自己做, or you can do it yourself. So I was kind of gathering that in Chinese, if you 准备 something in advance, you're just going to buy it rather than make it.
对，我觉得在中文很多的准备并不一定是非要你自己DIY自己做，也准备可能就是说去买一些放在这儿，然后get okay. ready, 准备。
Okay, so 接下来, then what do you do?
接下来要煮木薯珍珠。
Mm-hmm.
他说这个包装上有说明啊，怎么煮？
Okay, so 煮 is to boil,
mm-hmm.
right? So what is the 木薯珍珠?
就是我觉得是做那个珍珠奶茶里面那个珍珠的那种材料。
I see. So it's the tapioca pearls that are in the box. They're probably 现成的, ready-made, just in the package. So you boil them first, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the 包装上, so the packaging, 有说明, so 说明 is instructions. So the instructions are right there on the package.
然后呢, 把红茶煮到适合的浓度, 添加糖浆, 冰块和牛奶。
So then you take the tea and you 煮到适合的浓度, boil it to the consistency or the concentration that you prefer, the 适合的浓度. I just wanted to ask, could you also say 合适 in this case?
对,可以的,这两个是可以换着用的。
Okay, all right, got it. So you can say 适合,也可以说合适. So you boil it to the consistency that you like, and then 添加糖浆冰块, or 冰块和牛奶. So then you add the simple syrup, some ice, and some milk. 添加, to add, two first tones. Do you have to say both of those, or could I just simply say 加糖浆,加冰块,加牛奶?
也可以,不过好像有点太啰嗦了。你可以不要那个添字也可以,你可以说加。 糖浆,冰块和牛奶。
All right, so you can say both words. You could say one word. Is one more formal than the other, or are they kind of the same in this situation?
我觉得添加可能稍微正式一点。
All right, so we 添加糖浆,冰块和牛奶, and then 最后我们做什么?
最后加入木薯珍珠,然后你就可以好好享用了。
Okay. All right, that sounds pretty easy, actually. So the last part is you just add in the tapioca pearls that you've already boiled and enjoy. And what is the benefit of doing all of this at home?
这个卡路里应该比奶茶店里的那些少很多。
Okay, 卡路里, so it's one of those borrowed words, right? So in Chinese, you also say 热量, right, for calorie?
对,热量可能就是那个energy, 你摄入的那个热量。
Okay, so which one is spoken more often, 卡路里 or 热量?
其实都还挺常用的。
Mm-hmm. All right, so her friend says, okay, 听起来很简单嘛, that's pretty easy.
对,我觉得好像也挺简单,但有些时候做起来好像比较复杂。<laughs> Yeah,
麻烦, it's a little bit of a hassle too.
对,对对对。 然后他说, 顺便说一下,听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖,所以你也可以不加。Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like this one, 顺便说一下. And I say it all the time in English, it's by the way, but I don't feel like I hear Chinese people say it that often.
这个也还是挺常用的,但是因为如果有的时候你想顺便说一下什么的话, 你就直接说了,你不会加一个顺便说一下。
I know, that's the thing. Well, here's maybe the problem. Whenever I say, by the way, da-da-da-da-da, whatever I'm going to say, by the way is pretty quick. And it just sort of like rolls off the tongue. But I don't feel that way about 顺便说一下. Of course, because my Chinese 也不够顺口. It's not like fluid enough, right? But yeah, I feel it's not a very convenient expression somehow.
其实你是对的,如果我们真的想顺便说一下什么事情的话,我们就直接通常就是直接说了。什么时候用这个顺便说一下,好像是你比如说要 intentionally to remind somebody something, 你会加一个顺便说一下，然后啊、哦、什么什么的。
Okay, so can you give me an example?
假设你让你同宿舍的朋友去帮你个忙啊，比如说去什么地方帮你 pick up 一个什么东西。
Mm-hmm.
然后你说啊、哦、请你麻烦你帮我去这个图书馆借两本书、
mm-hmm.
然后你可以说啊、顺便说一下那个图书馆经常有一个帅哥在什么地方
OK
就是你其实是你在用一个特别 sneaky 的 way 就在提醒他做什么事情
OK so in this caseWhat am I teaching them? What am I reminding them to do? Because, okay, I get it. You were just explaining, like, if someone who's living, say, in the same dormitory as you, like your college students, and you're asking this friend of yours to go to the library and borrow a couple of books for you, maybe they're on the way to the library themselves. And then you say, oh, and by the way, there's like a really handsome guy there. So...What does that do? Is that just kind of like to entice them to go to the library? Or is that, oh, and don't forget, you want to put your makeup on before you go because there's a cute guy at the library.
我觉得可能都有吧。或者就是可能更多的是想鼓励他的这个朋友帮他去拿东西。
okay, so you're kind of sweetening the deal a little bit. You're like, oh, and if you do this for me, there's going to be this hot guy there. There's going to be this hot guy there that you can talk to.
对对，是。就是顺便说一下它的正常的用法，就是像我们这篇课文上一样啊，就是 by the way, 啊，听说木薯珍珠本身也有很多糖。这是它的正常的用法。但是更多的呢，它是用在这种其实是提醒你 something else 这种情况。
Okay, so she says, I've heard that the tapioca pearls have a lot of sugar in them. So if you really want to, you know, have a healthier version, you don't have to add them to your 奶茶. How does she say that? She says, 我建议你。
Uh-huh, 我建议你也可以少用点糖浆和使用低脂牛奶。
Okay, so...I would suggest that you just use less simple syrup and you can swap out the whole milk or whole fat milk for 低脂牛奶, so low fat, which seems like a good idea. But then it seems like her friend is disagreeing about sugar being in the tapioca pearls. What does she say?
她说其实木薯珍珠不含什么糖,但是少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶是个好主意。我们试试吧。
Okay. I remember having this debate with this girl that we were script writing with, and I had read that the pearls do have sugar, and she was telling me, oh no, they don't have sugar, and you've got to put the right thing in the script kind of thing. So to be honest, I'm not sure, because I've heard two different things. What do you think?
其实有些东西它并不一定是有糖本身，就它并不一定是甜的。但是你比如说像什么米啊面啊这些它本身它都是有这种糖的成分的是吧
OK.
所以可能他们指的是不同的意思。
Right. So the tapioca pearls, they're made out of what? Like potato starch, right?
对。有可能是 sweet potato, 或者是 potato, 或者是 yeah, some kind of root.
OK. And you wouldn't call that sugar, but I think when you...take something like that and turn it into a starch, it does have some properties of sugar to it, I would think. And if not sugar, then probably carbs.
是的，是的。就像大家说一样，我们要少吃白米白面，因为其实它最终还是要转化成糖。
嗯，
我觉得可能是一个意思吧。
Right, like when it's not actually sugar necessarily, but when you take it in, it kind of converts to sugar in the digestion process.
嗯哼。
Yeah, that's how I understand it too. All right, so you can add, you can not add, 随便你, but 但是少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶是个好主意。So I wanted to point out, so 糖浆, simple syrup, I think that's pretty easy. 糖 is sugar, and 浆 is just kind of like syrup, I guess, right?
嗯哼，对。
Okay.
就是比较稠一点的糖,有点像蜂蜜那种。
Mm.
我们就叫姜啊。
Okay, so when you say 稠一点的. Is that second tone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that means like what, thicker?
对对对.
So if it's kind of thick and gooey and syrupy, then you would say 姜.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you say 酱, as in 酱油, soy sauce?
酱油的酱是另外一个中文字, 它发音有点像, mm-hmm. 但是它不一样的意思。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I was looking at it today. They are different characters. But I guess I think of them in similar ways because they both refer to like a liquidy something or other that you're cooking with.
我觉得酱油的那个酱好像是从 一般酱油是用豆子做的,
mm-hmm.
它是不是有那个含有豆子的那种意思啊?
Oh, could be. I don't think I knew that, actually. I should have known that, soy sauce, soybeans. Okay, so it's made from some kind of bean, and that's why it's 酱. But uh-huh. what about 番茄酱, like ketchup? Isn't that the same 酱 as 酱油?
番茄酱的酱好像是... 另一个酱
Oh, is it?
我看，actually, 番茄酱的酱和酱油的酱 它是一个字, 但是它的意思是不一样的 你说的很对, 这个番茄酱的这个酱 我觉得它的意思就是有一点那个稠稠的那种感觉
Hmm, okay, so in that instance, I don't totally see the difference between 糖浆的浆 and 番茄酱的酱, like, I know the word is different and the tone is different, but they seem to have a similar meaning.
是的,是的, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it is a mystery that we will not solve today, and that's okay. but I did want to mention another thing too. So she says, 少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶. So 换成 means to swap something out, right? So if you're using whole milk, swap it out for low-fat milk instead. And I've noticed that in Chinese, you tend to say what you swap it out for. And you don't have to mention the thing that you're not going to use. So in this case, 换成低脂牛奶, you swap it out for low-fat milk.
Mm-hmm. 对,对,是的。
Okay. In English, I think we would probably say something like, swap out the whole fat milk for some low fat milk. I think we would talk about what we're taking out first and not go straight to what we're swapping it for.
是的,对.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to mention that because in another episode, we used the same construction. It was the, this is one that I did with Dr. Zhang Yongling. So we were talking about like buying a house. And then part of that script was talking about like remodeling and stuff. And the person said, 我给我的厨房换了大理石的操作台. So I changed out my countertop for a marble one. Or she's basically saying, I put in a marble countertop into my kitchen. Whereas I think we would say something like, I changed out my granite countertop. And that's the old one. Like we would mention the old one. And then after that, we would mention what we put in its place.
对对,其实在中文的语法很多时候和英文是重合的, 有的时候最大的不一样可能就是说话的顺序不一样。
Right. And in this situation, I think it's like, you don't have to mention the old thing. You can simply go straight for the new thing. So in this case, it's, you know, swap out for low-fat milk.
Mm-hmm, 对。
Okay. All right, one more question. How do you say fat-free milk, like zero fat.
可能你会说是无脂牛奶,或者是零吧, 有的时候可以说是零脂牛奶, zero.
Okay, and 脂, that's short for 脂肪,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, and that's fat, but not to be confused with the fat like in a person's body, right?
Mm-hmm, 对,对.
Okay, what would you call that, like the fat in your body?
那个应该叫肥肉吧。肥肉,
okay.
对。
All right, so 脂肪 is like the fat content of something like milk or whatever. And then 肥肉 is like the fat, like the fat content of your body.
也可以说,比如说你去商店买一块肉, 然后上面有那个 fat, 那个也是肥肉。
Oh, okay.
不一定是我们的 body， 也可能是猪的或者是羊的。
Okay, because it's an animal or what? So if it was like milk, which is, I mean, it's an animal product, but it's not the animal itself. So is that the difference?
对，应该一般用牛奶的话，我们就会说这个脂肪。如果是比如说用在肉上面的话，如果是 fat， 我们就说是肥肉。
So 如果是牛奶，冰淇淋，奶油 cream, right? Or 黄油 butter. I'm assuming that would all be under 脂肪。
对，是的。
Okay. Got it. And then if it's like 培根 or 火腿 or 汉堡 or something like that, then it would be 肥肉。
对对对。
Okay, got it. All right. Anyway, all this discussion about fat, but back to the conversation. What happens after they've made the drink, after they've made the 珍珠奶茶?
啊，然后他说，哎呀，还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
Isn't that how it goes? Okay, so how is it? The one girl asks, and then the other one says, actually, it's not as good as the one I ordered at the bubble tea shop. Which, of course, I mean, if we're making it healthy, it's not going to taste as good.
对，有的时候，其实我觉得还有个心理作用吧。如果你要是在家做一个什么菜，你总觉得好像不如在餐馆里面吃到的好吃。
Okay, that could be true unless you're my husband who thinks that his cooking is better than any restaurant that he's ever been to or and certainly anything that I've ever cooked.
Okay.
He loves his cooking.
那很好，那是很有自信的人。
That's true. That's true. I wish he would cook more often. That's the problem. He actually does a pretty good job cooking because he does it very rarely. And so he does it very carefully and takes a lot of time with it. But if he did it more often, I have a feeling it'd be a little bit different. All right. Paltila, Paltila. All right, let's listen one more time to today's dialogue.
好的。你要是真的想要减肥的话，还是试试自己在家做珍珠奶茶吧。
怎么做呀？
简单，首先准备一些糖浆，或者你也可以自己做。接下来煮木薯珍珠，包装上有说明。然后把红茶煮到适合的浓度，添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶。最后加入木薯珍珠。好好享用吧，卡路里比奶茶店那些少很多。
听起来很简单嘛。
顺便说一下，听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖，所以你也可以不加。我建议你也可以少用点糖浆和使用低脂牛奶。
其实木薯珍珠不含什么糖，但是少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶是个好主意。我们试试吧。
过一会儿。
怎么样？
还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
So now it's time for pronunciation training, where we invite you to practice the lines of today's dialogue along with us at home or anywhere you happen to be.
现在是我们的练习时间，欢迎大家跟我们边学边说边练。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
糖浆，一些糖浆。准备一些糖浆。首先，准备一些糖浆。自己做。你也可以自己做。或者你也可以自己做。首先，准备一些糖浆， 或者你也可以自己做。
珍珠奶茶是怎么做的？
首先，准备一些糖浆，或者你也可以自己做。
煮。浓度。合适的浓度。煮到合适的浓度。把红茶煮到合适的浓度。然后把红茶煮到合适的浓度。糖浆。冰块和牛奶。糖浆、冰块和牛奶。添加。添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶。然后把红茶煮到合适的浓度，添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶。
然后呢？
然后把红茶煮到合适的浓度，添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶。
木薯珍珠。加入。加入木薯珍珠。最后加入木薯珍珠。享用。好好享用吧。最后加入木薯珍珠，好好享用吧。
最后要做什么？
最后加入木薯珍珠，好好享用吧。
卡路里少很多。奶茶店。奶茶店那些。比。比奶茶店那些少很多。
在家做的奶茶热量很高吗？
卡路里比奶茶店那些少很多。
含有。含有很多糖。本身也含有很多糖。 木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖。听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖。所以你也可以不加。顺便说一下，听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖，所以你也可以不加。
一定要使用木薯珍珠吗？
顺便说一下，听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖，所以你也可以不加。
珍珠奶茶店。在珍珠奶茶店里，在珍珠奶茶店里点的。还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的。那么好喝。在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝。还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
在家做的奶茶味道怎么样？
还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
All right, so Vicky, I feel like that we're kind of in an era of, you know, we were talking about YouTube videos one time and how you can sort of teach yourself how to do anything just by watching videos online. Do you feel like you yourself are good at this DIY kind of stuff? Like you can make a candle or you can make soap or just something you would normally buy? Do you think that you're kind of good at just like doing it yourself?
其实很惭愧啊，我觉得我经常看网上的很多神人啊，就是能干的人，他们做各种各样的东西。可是我觉得我是比较笨手笨脚，大概什么都不会自己做，然后总是想买那个现成的。我爸爸他会做很多东西，他可以做什么桌子啊、椅子啊、家具啊。反正就是他说只要他就是力气够大，他可以盖起一个房子来，他什么都没问题。
Really? Okay, so your dad's really good at making like his own furniture, tables, chairs. He could even build his own house if he, you know, had enough time and energy.
对，是的，是的。
Wow.
但是到了我们这一代好像没有遗传过来这个好的基因。
I see, so you didn't inherit those DIY kind of genes.
对对、mm-hmm. 你呢
Yeah, me too. I should say me neither. I've never been particularly good at making things. I'm not a crafty person. I'm not good at making candles or pictures or anything like that. I'd say the most DIY thing I've done recently is this podcast. Like learning how to record, learning how to, you know, add sound effects and that kind of thing. That's been a little bit of a DIY adventure for me. But beyond that, I can't think of any concrete, tangible kind of things that I've made. 太可惜了。But 改一天我们到中国看你的父母，然后我们可以坐在你爸爸坐的椅子，然后喝你妈妈做的红酒，那太
好
了。
好的，好的，听起来不错。欢迎，欢迎，随时欢迎到中国来玩。
All right, guys. So if you have any DIY projects that you're particularly proud of, feel free to share them with us. One place I haven't mentioned previously, but you can definitely do it, is on the podcast platform itself. It has, if you kind of scroll down, there's an episode website, and you go to that, and there's a place to leave comments. Or you can contact us directly at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com and tell us anything that you would like us to share in one of our next episodes, and we will definitely do that. So until next time, 我想提醒大家，你学好中文，
增加魅力。
And until next time, 再见。
好的，再见。